We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time. Jeff is from Taunton.
Taunton.
Yeah. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Jeff is a cobbler, Kennedy.
Really?
What?
Yep.
What an amazing thing to be.
Yes, there are days.
Gotta fix them shoes.
Does there. It just smell like feet all the time at your store?
No, actually, it smells delicious in there, you know?
It smells delicious.
A lot of leather.
A lot of leather.
He's a lying cobbler is what he is.
All right. Maybe
Jeff, delicious like cobbler is a blueberry cobbler.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jeff?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Are you inside of a shoe right now? You sound like
yeah. I'm not getting a great connection.
I'm just waiting. I'm outside the shop, just talking to you.
Okay. So. 5 pop culture trivia questions, Jeff. You get more right than Kennedy, I'm going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie her, you lose. Kennedy's record on the big board: 2,563 wins, only 217 losses. Getting a golf clap from producer Dan right now. Question number one: The CW has cast the lead in its Nancy Drew pilot. It's going to be newcomer Kennedy McMahon, excuse me. What does Nancy Drew do for a living?
Nancy Drew, they do mystery. They solve mysteries.
Take it.
I'll take that.
They do the mysteries.
It's early.
This next question is strictly for Kennedy, but you have to try and answer it too. Andy Taylor of Duran Duran turns 58 today. What is Duran Duran hungry like?
Oh, my God. Hungry like... I know the song.
Question number three. John Cena is going to host new episodes of the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Who is the original host of that show?
Hillary?
Question number four. The creator of The Simpsons turning 65 today. What is his name?
I don't know.
All right. And question number five. Nickelodeon is developing several SpongeBob SquarePants spinoffs that will focus on the show's other characters. And speaking of those other characters, what is the name of the only mammal, a squirrel, who lives under the sea with SpongeBob?
Nope. No idea.
All right.
Nope.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Shocker.
Hey! Whoa, we can hear
wow.
September
Wind
going. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Let's go.
Right.
Kennedy?
Yo.
Jeff from Taunton.
Taunton.
Got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Shoe sooch.
Shooch.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one, the CW has cast the lead in its new Nancy Drew pilot. It's going to be newcomer Kennedy McMahon.
Nice name.
No relation.
Word.
What does Nancy Drew do for a living?
Well, she's a detective.
She is a sleuth, a detective. 1-1. Question number two. This question strictly for you, Kennedy.
Oh, dear.
Andy Taylor of Duran Duran turning 58 today. What is Duran Duran hungry like?
The wolf.
Of course they are. They are hungry like the wolf.
Jeff, how do you not know that, man?
I don't know half of what came out of Jeff's mouth. I'll be honest.
He's a little mumbly
this morning.
John Cena is going to host new episodes of the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Who is the original host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Jeff Foxworthy is right. 3-1. Question number four.
Be a redneck if.
The creator of The Simpsons turning 65 today. What's his name?
Al Jean.
Matt Groening is what I have for an answer.
Wrong.
No. Al Jean came on later.
All right.
Yeah.
3-1. Question number five. Nickelodeon is developing several SpongeBob SquarePants spinoffs that will focus on the show's other characters. Speaking of other characters from the show, what is the name of the only mammal, a squirrel who lives under the sea with SpongeBob?
Gary. That's the snail, Kennedy.
No
Jerry.
Guess.
Jerry.
Larry.
Sandy.
Sandy.
In fact, Sandy Cheeks.
In Bikini Bottom.
Sandy Cheeks.
Okay, I get it now. Right.
No, I don't get it. What is it about?
3-1 is the final score, Kennedy. Nice job. You get the win. Jeff, I'm sorry you don't get the cash.
How does the squirrel breathe?
Is someone going to explain
it
to me?
She has a helmet of air.
It's like an astronaut
helmet. She has a helmet of air. Dan, you are on fire this morning, son.
He lives
son.
In a pineapple under the seat.
I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Santana with the Doobie Brothers August 20th at the Xfinity Center. Jeff, I have a feeling that's why you called this morning. So you enjoy those tickets.
Nobody's explaining it to me.
Jeff.
What are you missing?
Jeff, what is the name of the store where you are a cobbler?
The name of the store is Sharon Shoe Repair in Sharon, Massachusetts.
All right. Well, if you need your shoes cobbled, please go see our good friend Jeff.
Yep.
We have good ratings. Really good ratings.
We're pretty good.
A lot of positive yelps.
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
We're not great. We're pretty good.
That's
we're
like
not the best. We're not the worst.
That's like
we're
that
right
commercial where
middle.
You get a doctor. He's like, yeah, he's okay. Yeah,
he's off of
doing all right.
I don't hate it.
He just got reinstated today.
Jeff, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jeff from Canton, Massachusetts, and I cannot be Kennedy.
I can't wait to see him at the Doobie Brothers show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't be Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Brett is from Derry, New Hampshire.
That's right.
Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
How do you say it?
Derry.
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 Yeah.
Let's not. Can we not go down that rabbit hole again?
Derry.
Seriously, it's enough already.
New Hampshire.
Derry.
Ken.
Brett's not having anything to do with us this
no.
morning.
It's like, get to the game,
he's
funny
over it.
Man.
Let's get it, though.
I just want the concert tickets, Carson. Please get out of my life. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio now, please, Brett?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is still considered a loss for you, okay?
Awesome.
She has stepped into the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Looking at the big board. Kennedy has 2,564 wins, only 217 losses. Question number one. Miranda Lambert got into an altercation at a Nashville bar and ended up dumping a salad on a woman's head. Miranda Lambert has been married once before. Who was it that she was married to?
She was married to Blake Shelton.
Question number two. Death Day to You is in theaters this weekend. It's a sequel and is referred to as Groundhog Day. Meets this horror movie franchise where friends cheat death, but he keeps coming back to finish the job.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that come out right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're asking.
What's the horror movie franchise
right.
that friends cheat death, but it keeps coming back for them?
Final Destination.
Question number three. I think I read it incorrectly. Sorry about that. That was my fault. Darren Criss and Rachel Bloom have been cast for a new Batman versus Ninja Turtles animated film.
What?
What is the name of the rat who is the sensei and father figure to the turtles?
Oh, jeez. I feel like I should know this.
Gary.
SpongeBob.
I have no idea.
Okay, question number four. Bachelor star Colton Underwood left a charity event after someone touched him inappropriately. He said, and I quote, "I didn't sign up to be a piece of meat or a zoo animal." His ex, Olympian Allie Raceman, competed in how many Summer Olympics?
Two.
Question number five. Hidden Valley just released a new line of ranch dressing that's flavored like pizza dipped in ranch.
Yes.
Speaking of ranches, The Ranch is a Netflix show that stars Ashton Kutcher and Sam Elliott, but recently fired which former That's 70 Show actor amid allegations of past sexual misconduct?
Was it Wilmer Valderrama?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How am many? Dan, can you move out of the way?
Three.
That's okay. Make sure. I have three right, Kennedy, here for Brett.
Okie dokie.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Miranda Lambert got into an altercation at a Nashville bar and ended up dumping a salad on a woman's head. Of course, she was married once before. To whom?
Blake Shelton.
Tie to one. Question number two. Death Dates You is in theaters this weekend. It's a sequel and is referred to as Groundhog's Day meets this horror movie franchise where friends cheat death, but he keeps coming back to finish the job.
Final Destination.
There you go. 2-1. Question number three. Darren Criss and Rachel Bloom have been cast for a new Batman versus Ninja Turtles animated film.
Stop.
What is the name of the rat who is the sensei and father figure of the turtles?
That's the best word. Splinter?
Spider-Man.
3-2. Question number four. Colton Underwood says he had to leave a charity event after someone touched him inappropriately. His ex, Olympian Ali Raceman, competed in how many Summer Olympics?
Oh, wow. Three?
It was two.
Two.
Mm.
3-3. Going to the final question. Hidden Valley just released a new line of ranch dressing that's flavored like pizza dipped in ranch.
I need that right now.
That's pretty crazy.
And speaking of ranches, Kennedy, The Ranch is the Netflix show that stars Ashton Kutcher and Sam Elliott. They recently fired which former That 70s Show actor amid allegations of past sexual misconduct?
Danny Masterson.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. 4-3 is the final score. I'm sorry, Brett, you don't get the win. You don't get the $100. But I do have for you a pair of tickets to see Train with the Goo Goo Dolls August 17th at the Xfinity Center.
Hey, I'm excited. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, you enjoy that show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Brett from Derry, New Hampshire, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jen from Medway. Good morning.
Hey, Jen from Medway. How you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
We're doing great. I apologize for not knowing who was on the line. Normally, producer Dan would tell me ahead of time, but he's hungover and drunk and screwed it all up.
He really is.
He's fine.
Dan, you doing all right, buddy?
So as for her tidbit, Jen from Medway played in the car at 6:45, and she beat Kennedy, so she wants to try to do it on the air now.
In IRL, as they say, Kennedy. All right, Jen, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Jen. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She has now stepped in that soundproof studio. She can't see, or she can see us. She just can't hear anything. So
she's she usually avoids looking
She's
at
in there
us.
Texting right now. I wonder who she's texting.
She's getting a line of credit extended.
Probably.
From the bar.
She's got 2,565 wins, only 217 losses. Question number one. On this date in 2005, Kid Rock was arrested for allegedly punching a DJ at a strip club in Nashville. He also punched somebody at the VMAs in 2007 over Pamela Anderson. Which celebrity was it?
Tommy Lee.
Question number two. Kaley Cuoco's husband Carl gifted her a rescue puppy named Blueberry for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee plays Penny on The Big Bang Theory on the show. She moved to California to become a movie star, but that didn't pan out. Where is she originally from?
One in 50 shot.
It's a farm state. Mm. Nebraska?
Question number three. LeVar Burton turned 63 Saturday. He's best known for his role as the host of which iconic PBS show?
Rainbow.
Question number he's not. He's best known for Jordy LaForge.
Stop.
Work with me.
You're a liar today.
A guy in China had three different wives living within a mile of each other.
That's amazing.
And he says once he's out of prison, he'll stick with whichever wife forgives him.
What I if love all this guy.
What if all three are like, yeah, we'll have you back.
Sure.
Life was good with you around.
What was the show on HBO starring Bill Paxton about a man with multiple wives living in modern times, Utah?
And I watched some. Big Love.
Reading Rainbow.
Question number five. Super Bowl MVP Julian Edelman will wave the green flag at the Daytona 500 this weekend. is the 500 in the Daytona 500 for laps or miles?
Laps.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's pretty good. It's pretty, pretty good.
Pretty.
Kennedy, we were speculating as to who you were texting while you were next door.
Okay, go ahead.
I suggested that it was a boy.
Okay, that's really...
Yeah, what?
Kind of a 50-50 on
you
that.
You need to be more specific.
I said it was extending a line of credit from the bar last night.
I was all set there. We're good. Anyone else?
Is it a
I know
girl?
Who it is.
You know who it is?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Is it Elvis's dog place?
It is not.
Is he all right?
Are you going to tell us?
It's a boy.
Kennedy, Jen got 4 out of 5.
Why did you give Carson the satisfaction?
I didn't say which boy.
These are tough. You ready?
No.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
On this date in 2005, Kid Rock was arrested for allegedly punching a DJ at a strip club in Nashville. Speaking of strip clubs.
Where are we?
What?
What?
Drop ceiling. Gorgeous in here.
He also punched somebody at the VMAs in 2007 over Pamela Anderson. What celeb was it?
Was it Tommy Lee?
It was Tommy
Lee.
Title one, question number two. Kelly Cuoco's husband, Carl, gifted her with a rescue puppy named Blueberry for Valentine's Day. Of course, she plays Penny on The Big Bang Theory. On the show, Penny moved to California to become a movie star, but that didn't pan out.
Nope.
Where is she originally from?
Nebraska.
Tied at two. LeVar Burton turning 63 Saturday. He's best known for his role as the host of which iconic PBS show?
Reading Rainbow.
Tied at three. Question number four, a guy in China had three different wives living within a mile of each other, and he says once he's out of prison, he'll stick with whichever wife forgives him.
Solid.
I like his logic.
What was the show on HBO starring Bill Paxton about a man with multiple wives living in modern times Utah?
Big Love.
All right, tied at four. Question number five. Super Bowl MVP Julian Edelman will wave the green flag at the Daytona 500 this weekend. Is the 500 laps or miles, Kennedy?
Miles.
Bingo.
That is correct.
That's racing. Robin's racing.
Robin's racing.
It's 200 laps.
200 Kate. Laps.
It's a 2.5 mile super speedway.
That's a super speedway where you got your only half mile tracks. I got to tell you, watching those are hard. It goes around too fast for me.
2.5 miles.
That mile track I prefer.
Called short tracks.
The short tracks.
Short tracks.
Thank you.
Five correct, Kennedy. Nice job. You went 5 before.
Those are specially matched tires.
Yep. Well, you got to get the tires ready. You got to warm them up, you see.
Jen, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Matt Nathanson is doing a Mix Lounge for us. It's happening February 18th. The Mix Lounge powered by Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. Everybody is dressing up as their favorite president, too. So when you come, make sure you do that.
I sure will.
God, I hope you do.
I'm currently looking for a wheelchair because I want to be FDR.
It's like Elle Woods in Legally Blonde. She shows up in the bunny suit.
Unlikely.
Come on.
Jen, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jen from Medway, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.